Cell phone data analyst Gideon Khoos confirmed communication between the five men accused of murdering soccer star Senzo Meyiwa. Khoos was giving evidence in the Pretoria High Court on Wednesday. Data from cell phones confiscated from accused Bongani Ntanzi and Sifiso Kuhle Ntuli was highlighted in court. The evidence ties in with that of previous witness, police cell phone analyst Colonel Lamberto Steyn. After Steyn's retirement, Khoos was asked to analyze data downloaded from Danzi and Duli's cell phones to check if there was any communication between them and the other accused.
Annexure 4 is all contacts. Annexure 5 is just a common contacts on the phone. There were two numbers that were linked to other accused. Under index 75, there was a number saved as 27159-51239, marked as Lungusani. And under index 109, was cell phone number 27793-790137, marked as Muzi. These numbers were identified by the investigation officer as the two accused in this case. 5.2.1, the number of Fisukule Ntuli, accused 5, was cell phone number 27715951239, was saved on SIM card on index 75 as Lungusani. Then the next paragraph, there was a minute there, that this number was identified by Colonel Steyn and the investigation team and through section 205, and it was established that this number had various communication with all the other suspects, according to the database received from Colonel Steyn. I just want to, this cell phone database that I received was from Colonel Steyn, I only was involved from September month, so I don't know all that stuff.
But before?
Before I was, so I just received the full database. I can show you the database. It's hundreds of numbers.
No, fine.
So I don't know what's on it, but I received the database, and because I believe it's true, that's why I just put the numbers on the database. So here it shows that there was communication between all the accused before court. There was communication between, just open here, 27, well, I'll explain that, but I'll explain it now on my next paragraph. Okay. I'll explain it. But there's all the numbers that was identified and the communication between, there was communication vice versa between all the cells.
Steyn previously testified and Duli called Meyiwa's then girlfriend, singer Kelly Kumalo, in August 2014 and again in October 2014. However, Khoos's evidence did not reveal data indicating Duli had communicated with Kumalo. Prosecutor Advocate George Baloy asked Khoos about this.
I just want to refer you to the evidence of Colonel Steyn, as appears on page 75 of the proceedings of 27 July 2023. Just to hear what your comment is. It will be page 75, line 6. Mr. Steyn, page 23, said, then my next point during my analysis, I discovered that Kelly Kumalo, with a number which she gives, she received a call from Ntuli Nkani with the number 073-305-9202. And he goes on to say, it belongs to Sifo Kuhle. What is your comment regarding that? That number?
The number is found on the XDA. So some other time, accused 5 must have given the number up on as a reference on the credit report. So it's exactly the same number that was told there.
Line 9 says the start date of the call was 2 August 2014. And the time was 22:40, and the duration of the call was 110 seconds, close to 2 minutes. She received a call from the other party, 073-305-9202. What is your comment on that?
To August 2014, I can't testify on the 205 because I didn't see it, so I can't say. But according to the XDS, that number was in use. It was given up as a reference on 2012-11-24.
Okay. Lana,
by
accused number 5, Fusekule Ntuli.
The trial continues on Thursday with host under cross-examination. Reporting 4 Times Live, I am Demi Buzo.